Doug.
Morning.
I don't know if Tim got the word or not, but I can just, he'll have time once the policy group starts. And so I can connect with him individually if I need to.
Sounds
Were
great.
you able to figure out calling in on the audio? One of the things Jason said yesterday when he reached out to me is he thinks he missed some of the information because he's having trouble hearing you specifically. So I don't know.
I haven't had a chance to look through the your help tips that you sent me, so no, I
Yeah.
haven't.
Well, I think just do the best you can. I mean, I can hear you fine on these meetings, so it may be, I don't know exactly, but I just thought I'd pass that along. So
That's
Chief
good.
Tulowitz, sorry, go ahead.
I know the my computer off my home computer that I think the speaker's in the top up above.
Got it. Well, this is better than it was yesterday. So I don't know if you did something different, but this seems better.
Okay, well, good. Okay.
So Chief Tulowitzki did a really phenomenal job. I'm impressed with his ability to pull that together. And on the EOC this morning and yesterday when there was this whole conversation about law enforcement leading this, I was like, oh no, like that made me a little nervous. Hi, Eric.
Hello.
I was just briefing Doug. Tim's not here yet, but I was just briefing Doug on the discussion in the that task force so that he kind of knows what to expect going into the policy meeting. I don't know if there's anything you feel like you want to jump in on before I do that.
I want to say something really not important at all.
Do it.
So I'm trying to get some skiing in with my son today. So every time somebody called on me, I was totally out of breath.
That's awesome. I love it. Well, I'm glad you're getting outside.
We were skinning up a hill, and it was every single time. Eric, what do you think? And I'm like,
Well, you covered it well. No, I didn't even notice. I'm glad you were there because, as you could hear, and I tried to reiterate multiple times, like, we don't have to make this stuff up. We just need to see what everybody else has done and copy them, is my opinion. So, Doug, I'll just give you the overview. So that task force will be recommending to the policy group a phased approach. Phase one being closure of hotels, motels, VRBOs in the next 24 hours, and then looking at what they want to call a stay-at-home order, right? Similar to shelter in place, but without the implications of shelter in place, within 48 hours. And the reason to take a little longer on that one is there needs to be some consideration of which businesses need to be able to stay open and what message needs to go out, what exactly needs to be in that order. And then there's a phase three, an optional phase three that they've described as a complete shutdown, which is, I guess, how I would interpret that is kind of the Italy scenario, like do not go anywhere, more like a true shelter in place. And I think that would be an absolute last resort only if it's necessary due to public health reasons. Eric, I don't know, would you add anything to that summary?
Well, honestly, I was a little frustrated. Carrie was seemingly ignored. Somebody said, why are we telling people to stay at home and we want to call it a stay-at-home order? I don't think that's what San Miguel County has done, at least not intentionally. And it's really about people getting together, or rather not getting together.
Like a
And
do
I
not
want some more.
congregate order is kind of what you would think about. Is that, sorry to interrupt you.
No, that's okay. Yeah, but I want to talk to Carrie more, and get an expert view about that. She may say, absolutely, they should stay at home, and then that's fine. But a bunch of cops, guessing at what this should look like, it's probably not a good idea.
So, Doug, via the policy, I would agree with Eric. Via the policy group, I would say direction from the county should be, in my opinion, we are not issuing any order without input from public health on what is necessary, period. I mean, we obviously all want to work together, but their expertise is critical.
So I said that last night in my my text too, and I, but you know, again, without having the backing of the without having the backing of public health, you know, we're out here arbitrarily doing this, and you know, so yeah we think it's a good idea, but I need the backbone of the public health to tell us that we kind of need to do that. Then we can move forward in doing that and figure out how.
I think they're in agreement generally based on the email thread that we've had. But I think to Eric's point, they shouldn't deciding what's essential, what's non-essential, what are the critical. I mean, the real thing is where is the public health risk and how do we believe it's critical to limit or eliminate that? And the rest of that, I think, should be secondary to those considerations. Don't you think, Eric?
So yeah, a lot of things were said that just gave me great pause. Like, you know, maybe identifying businesses and talking to them, reaching out and seeing, you know, do they understand the gravity of this? What do they have in place? Telling people not to go to work may be a very, very bad idea. The bank, for example, I mean, if you tell somebody the bank is shut down, they can't go to work, well, they're going to go do something else then.
Yeah, and I think that's all noted. I mean, I would definitely encourage us to give them the benefit of the doubt. You know, they're trying to turn this around pretty quickly, and Greg's trying to organize what he can to get input from the right people. And I do think he did a really good job, but there's a lot of just random speculation that's not really. I was hoping Mo would jump in and say, you know what? We know what essential services are. We don't have to try to figure that out. I mean, people need to have food. They need to have transportation. They need to have utilities. You know, I mean, it's pretty straightforward. We just need to write that list, and we don't need to make it up, in my opinion.
Well, can we be more broad? It was my thinking, instead of trying to pick out individual businesses, because you ask 10 people what they think is essential and you're going to get 10 different answers. But if you keep it more general, that is, don't congregate. I think that's, I'm betting that's what Carrie would say, but I'm not sure. We'll have to check.
Yeah, let's check in with her.
So, and again, I guess that was my concern yesterday at the policy meeting and our conversations that we're having last night. It's like, wow, one step at a time here. Yeah, I realize that everything's one day at a time. And then one day is one day we're already behind us as well. So right. I just want to make sure that, you know, and let's not trip over ourselves to rush down the hill to get down into the flooded area to get washed out. So I don't know.
Doug and Eric, I know Brian, Dr. Harrington was able to jump on that policy group call. Yeah. That was helpful. Should we request that, if possible, either Carrie or Brian do that again?
I think it would be very, very helpful if Brian could jump.
I'll text Carrie. She actually texted me yesterday and said, hey, I want to put Brian on the policy call. Send me the information. And so I did. And then that's how we got there. So I can do that.
I think it was critical. And that's kind of was my frustration yesterday, because he's not even actually behind this, you know, he thinks things are moving a little too fast too. And so we want to do our steps. So triggers, right?
That's really the summary. And that group will, I think, Chief Tulowitzki will be on the call to summarize that for the policy group. So I guess anything that Eric or I could provide you in terms of what we believe the county needs to be on this.
So I guess I'd ask Eric then. So and I guess I'd ask, at least there's two of us on the phone, Beth and I. So I mean, I want to make sure that we have some realistic time frames too. So you said that we want to order a stay at home or close the motels, VRBOs immediately. So that's probably pretty possible and happen immediately. stay-at-home order, I guess, you know. But again, without public health, I'm really going to be hard to support some of these things. And then the phase three, did you guys talk about triggers on phase three?
I think that was kind of a next step to talk about what triggers would cause that. I think the hope is we would never have to get to that point if people do what they're supposed to do, you know? Greg started out with kind of a high level. Eric, I don't think you were there yet, but he was saying, you know, that I'm not sure where he got these numbers, but that we need to have a certain level of containment. I think, you know, reduce 75% or something like that, where people are not having contact, and that we're only at like 35% given the current measures we've taken. I'm not sure if that came from public health or somewhere else, but I don't know. I agree that we need public health to tell us what the scientific or at least public health purpose of this measures would be appropriate as a result. But I think the idea on hotels, motels, VRBOs is just, we don't want anybody here who doesn't live here. We want them to go home and we want them to stop coming. And Jason Lacey kind of articulated to me that he believes there are people who are still on vacation here and they're going cross country skiing and whatever else. And like, even if they're limiting their contact, they're creating potential risk of overrunning our hospitals. You know, they're theoretically, that's one more person that could need a hospital bed. And so that's why we need them gone.
Yeah, and I'm totally sympathetic with that one. And I, you know, I could have bought into that yesterday maybe. And again, you know, we have a time, everybody got home to think about it all for 24 hours. And you know, we come back with a recommendation out of the policy group and say, you know, to the Board of Health, County Commissioners, everybody, based on our public health input, that we do that tomorrow and have some type of a public health order, just like the governor's rolling out. So.
And quite honestly, in my opinion, the stay-at-home piece in terms of essential, non-essential businesses, et cetera, the essential, non-essential is not as big of a deal to me. I mean, like with what Eric is saying versus the idea of like, you can't congregate. When you go to the post office, you can't hang out there with 10 other people and chat. When you go to the gas station, you can't hang out. You know, it's the congregating that continues to seem to be the concern. Tim said he saw that at the post office in Yampa. I saw this block party as I was going around yesterday. You know, Chief Weisskopf said he saw that at the gas station. That's where we continue to see a concern, in my opinion. And so the only difference between where we are now and where we would be then is it moves from being a recommendation to an order, and then law enforcement has some ability for enforcement of that, that, you know, when they drive by, they see this group of people and they can say, hey, you're not allowed to do that. You need to either go back inside or, you know, whatever it is. That to me is the difference. It's not so much which businesses are open, it's reducing congregation. That would be my two cents. I don't know what you think. Doug or Eric, if you have thoughts on that.
That's how I felt through the entire call with the task force.
So I would agree with what you said, Beth. I'm a little concerned in the fact, and I just between us and the wall here, you know, our PIO messaging from Cheryl, and there's nothing getting in the really about the urgency of us doing this and really just getting down on it. You need to stay your ass at home.
I think Robin has a new approach and some new ideas about that. I think Dan Hedelstead did a great job, but his primary mechanism was really writing press releases. And I think Robin has some different ideas about how to get messages out. She also has access to a lot of local resources. She knows people that she can bring in to help support. She knows local channels for getting things out, like on social media, et cetera. So I think we'll see more of that. And I think she gets it. I had a conversation with her earlier today about it. And then I guess I would say maybe, Doug, what we want to say to the policy group, they're picturing this phased approach where one is hotels and motels, which I think we agree with. Two is this stay-at-home order, which differentiates between essential and non-essential businesses. Maybe our recommendation or our request is actually that phase two is some kind of order that limits or that eliminates congregating and employs law enforcement to enforce that. And then the next step would be around this idea of essential and non-essential businesses. I actually think that would be quicker and easier, and it might accomplish what we're looking for. And that maybe we suggest an intermediary between that phase one and phase two that was being discussed in this task force. I don't know. Eric, do you think that makes sense?
Yeah. Again, hate to repeat myself, but I'd really like to get to Mo and Carrie on this, and maybe even Dr. Harrington.
Yep, that sounds good. So, Doug, does that make sense what I said? I mean, it's funny because I was just part of this other conversation, but now I'm saying, now that I think about it more and talking with Eric and talking with you, maybe phase two should be an order, a public health order, against congregation that's enforceable by law enforcement so that we can have them kind of enforcing that, you know, if they see people congregating that they can break them up. And then the next phase would have to do with these differentiating between these businesses.
Just to go back a little bit, I think if the goal is to forcefully shut down hotels, VRBOs and whatnot, we're going to have to do an order for closure.
Yep.
For that.
Right. And maybe we could actually do that and the order against congregation at the same time, because there really aren't as many logistics involved in doing that as the idea of closing non-essential businesses. So maybe that phase one and maybe phase two isn't actually required yet. Maybe we could develop a trigger point, like if we feel like that's not limiting contact enough.
I agree with everything you said. I think that potential phase two might be a good idea, and I'll kind of advocate for that. And again, I'm all right with the phase one right now, and we step one step at a time. And
agreed. You know,
and then I'm getting an email. I'll forward over an email I got from Laura Craig as well, and she wants us to do a lot more about